Welcome to the Tzorba Merabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rosner. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rosner learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rosner.
Okay, let us get into the shiur on Hachazara, or Chazara. It's Tzorba Merabanan, the 18th volume we are in the next shiur, the fourth shiur in this volume, the shiur, next shiur on Bishul B'Shabbos, and it is sponsored by Charles Trowering, in honor of Jack Trowering, Zichrona Levracha, and Lily Trowering, Zichrona Levracha. We thank them for the sponsorship. Again, this is the Tzorba Merabanan Lax Family Edition Volumes, and the volume is sponsored in memory of Yakir Hexter and David Schwartz, Zichrona Levracha, who were Moser Nefesh, defending Am Yisrael in Medina Yisrael in this war. And we get into Hachazara. We mentioned that there are three major topics in Bishul Derabanan on Shabbos: Shehiya, Hachazara, and Hatmana. I call it Hachazara, which means to return. It's called in short Chazara, people call it, even though the official name is Hachazara LaHachzir, but we'll call it Chazara or Hachazara. Maybe we'll use it interchangeably. But we mentioned Shehiya. Shehiya is all about what you and how you are allowed to leave food on heating sources before Shabbos. Hachazara or Chazara is about what about putting food on heating sources on Shabbos. That's our issue. How is that allowed? How could I take stuff out of the fridge and warm it up on Shabbos morning? How could I take the chalent Friday night and take some and put it back into the crock pot on Shabbos? What else could we talk about? Any other time, we're going to get into issues of, you might have heard these words, kdeira gabe kdeira, kdeira reikonis, shinui, and conditions. Let's get into it. So we know, we mentioned in Shehiya, we're on page 167. That's what we'll start with, 167, the issues, the basics of Chazara. Again, here in the Sefer, it's called Chazara, but again, it's Chazara or Hachazara. So we know that Shehiya, the reason for Shehiya, why Chazal said there are limitations in how I'm allowed to warm up food from before Shabbos, is because of Shema Yechate B'Gecholim. I might come to stoke the coals, I might come to adjust the flame, and therefore there are limitations. What about when it comes to Chazara? So we start with the Isser of, you're not allowed to put stuff on a fire on Shabbos. You can't. The Rambam writes in source number one, Sukol Shemutu L'Shahosu Agabi Ha'esh, Kishenol Demoso B'Shabbos, anything that you're allowed to put from before Shabbos, when you take it off on Shabbos, Osur L'Chzir L'Mkomo, you cannot put it back. Why not? Why can't you put it back? That is the Machlokes Rishonim between the Rashba and Rabbeinu Tam. This is the source. We're machber like both opinions, if there is an afkamina between the two opinions. But what is the issue of Hachazara? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's the same as Shehiya. Rabbeinu Tam in source number 3 in Sefer HaYashar, which is the separate Sefer of Rabbeinu Tam, even though he's also the most quoted Baal Tosfos on the page, but he has a separate Sefer HaYashar, Rabbeinu Tam. So he says, Vada yesh lachash l'shem yechata. Right? If you're nervous that if you leave it up from before Shabbos, when you see it later on, you might come to stoke and adjust. So surely if you, on Shabbos, we'd have that same chashash. Ulafichach ena machzira. That's why there are limitations on what you're allowed to do on Shabbos. According to the Rashba, and this is what Rov Rishonim seemed to say, in Shabbos Daf Mem, in source number 2, mechzi kimevashel. It looks like cooking. If I put food on a fire on Shabbos, then it looks like cooking. Mikol makom, agabi ha'esh mamish, osur, b'bnei shenira kimevashel. It's fully cooked. If something is not fully cooked, then we're not talking about that. That's Bishul D'Oraisa. Only Bishul D'Rabbanan is the world of Achzara. It's fully cooked, and there's still limitations because it looks like cooking. So does that mean to the outsider it looks like cooking? So it's a zilzal? Does it mean it looks like cooking to me, and I might come to actually cook? Doesn't matter. But either way, it's called Mechzi Kimavasho. Toha afilu tavsho shen espasho called sarcho, even if it's fully cooked, osir lahachzir bekira shen egrufa v'ketuma, you cannot put on an open fire. V'kol shekein losis lachachila, you can't return it, and if you're ill, you can't put it there in the first place. Afilu lahachzir, even just to take out the chill. V'lo hitirukan el kenegan maduri, you can put it next to the fire. I'm going to put it on the counter next to the flame, that's for sure not a problem. If it's not fully cooked, then it is a problem. I'm still warming it, then heating it. But if it's fully cooked, that's for sure not a problem. So we have what's known as the famous conditions, and we'll make it famous right now, of Hachazara. The conditions of Hachazara. What's the lumdus of all of these conditions? Really, Hachazara is mutter. If I could define the act as a returning to a flame on Shabbos, that would be allowed. The problem is when it's called an asina lachadchila. When it's called a first putting on the fire, that's a problem. That's a problem. If it's called hachazara, so then it's mutter. So all of the conditions that we're about to mention are required in order to make it be viewed as a returning to a flame and not a nesina l'archila. That's the secret. That's the secret of hachazara, all the conditions that we're going to talk about. Some of them are ma'akev, some you can't get by without them, and some of them are l'archila, as we will see. So number one, which is not really a condition of hachazara, but we do mention it, and the different mefarshim have different listings, different Sfarim on Shabbos. They say the conditions of Achzara, what do you call one condition, two conditions? So whatever it is, we're going to go through all the halachas. You have a footnote here in a couple of pages from now that talk about how do you number them? How do you number all of the conditions? The bottom of page 173, he quotes four or five different lists. Okay, but either way, first idea is Mevushal Kol Tzarcho. Mevushal Kol Tzarcho. It's got to be fully cooked. That's really a condition, and if you don't have that, it's Bishul Daraisa. So it is a condition of Achzara. We'll put it into the list, but that should be obvious, right? Because remember we said Machlokas, Rambam, Rashba, we're Machlok like the Rambam, up until Mevushal Kol Tzarcho, there's relevance of Bishul D'Oraisa, biblical Bishul. And therefore, rule number one, again, we're going to do all the background first and then apply it to all of modern day appliances. Rule number one, it has to be fully cooked. That is what the poskim say. What if it's not fully cooked? You're not sure if it's fully cooked? You have to be machmir. You can't put it on. I'm not sure if the chalant is fully cooked, you can't put it back on. That could be a suffix d'araisa. Right, so that is issue number one. That the Bir Halacha says what I just said in source number four. Im nata b'shabbos kedir. Let's say I take the chalant off Friday night, and I want to taste it. And then I taste it and I realize, I'm not sure if all the barley is fully cooked or not. That's a big problem. Because if it's not fully cooked, better just to leave it there. If you're not sure if the chalent is fully cooked or not, all parts of it, don't taste it Friday night. But if it's a suffix, you took it off already, that's a big problem. Because if it's not fully cooked and you put it back on the, even if it's a covered fire and all the other conditions, then doesn't matter. Even if you have all the other conditions that we'll talk about, still, it's a problem. Okay, number one, fully cooked. Number two, covered fire. Covered fire. One is not allowed ever to put something on a covered fire, an open fire on Shabbos. Fully cooked, that's the Issur D'Rabbanan. To put a Mechzik Mevashel. I take a pot out and I put it on an open fire. That's Mechzik Mevashel. Looks like cooking. That's the Rashba. And therefore, requirement number two is covered fire. Covered fire. You're allowed to cover a fire on Shabbos. Let's say I take out the, I take something off. Let's say the crock pot, as we'll get to a little bit later. I take it out and sometimes the tinfoil on the inside comes off with the insert. So now it's an open fire. So you can take that tinfoil and carefully, without burning yourself, put it back on and cover the flame. Or let's say, there was no blech and I forgot to put on the blech. Whatever it is, the blech came off. One is allowed to cover a fire on Shabbos as long as you're not putting it out. But that is rule number two. That is Garuf Akatum, it needs a covered fire. That's the Mishnah. The same Mishnah we discussed, the beginning of Kira, Machlokes, we mentioned last time, Chananya, the Rabbanan. How do you understand the Mishnah? Is it about Shehiya before Shabbos? Is it about Hachazara on Shabbos? So, with the details there, the Gemara talks about Beis Hillel, you could be Machzirit as long as it's covered. You see Rashi in source number six, Af Machzirin Ho of a Garuf. It's covered. So, those are the first two conditions. Number one, fully cooked. Number two, it's a covered fire. Those two, there's no wiggle room. Those two, you cannot get out of. those conditions apply. There is a third condition here. It's brought as a third condition. Others don't have this as a condition at all because it's not so lemaisa. And that is in the Talmudic ovens, right? And sorry, on page number 170, you have a picture there. There was a difference between putting a pot inside an oven, what's called toch, and putting a pot on top. On top. So you see, on top is the unusual. You can't put it inside. So the post can talk about our ovens today. We'll get to our ovens today in the Lamaisa section. So this is not really so relevant of a discussion to our ovens because our ovens are different. There was a choice. You could put it either inside or here on top. Here, you don't have the choice of on top. You have the fire on top, but that's not like the ovens in those days where you have the coals inside and you had spots. If you see in the picture, you had spots to put the ovens in. You put the pots in on top. Okay, but this is not so Lamaisa. The Shevet HaLevi discusses on page 172 that ours are not so similar, so we can't really learn from there. But here in the Tzurva packet, it has it as a third condition. There is another condition that is not mentioned here that I'll mention, and that is relating to what we discussed in past Shiurim, and that is it's a little not Nitztanin Lagamre. Remember we spoke about the Ramah, about Bishol Achar Bishol, and the Ramah says that one can return. We'll start from the beginning again. Remember the Rambam says, Ein Bishol Achar Bishol, period. You could take cold soup and put it on of a heat source on Shabbos morning. Again, that's midaraisa. You got to do all the conditions of achzara as we're getting into. But the Shulchan Aruch says, no. There is bishol achar bishol by lach. By lach and not by yavesh. But the Ramah says that as long as it's still not totally cold, so then you could put it back on. So that is, according to the Shmir Shabbos and others, that's another condition of achzara. You're only allowed to return it to a covered fire, fully cooked, if it is still warm. Which does not help us taking things out of the refrigerator Shabbos morning to put it on a covered fire, to put it on a blech. We'll get to what a hot plate is. But if it's just a covered fire, that would be a problem because it still has to be not cold. Can't be cold. Okay, but either way, let's get to the other conditions that come up. And that is because really that condition that I just mentioned about Nitztanin, really the next two conditions make that not so relevant either because we need these two conditions. And if it's in the refrigerator overnight, you for sure don't have these conditions. What are those conditions? Oda biyado daito lahachzir. You're still holding it. You have in mind to put it back. So what does that mean? That's based on the Gemara. The Gemara has two dayas. Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. These conditions are beferish in the Gemara. There's different dayas about whether you need both or whether you need one or the other. The language of the Gemara is, let's read it. Source number 11, I'm on page 173. Amar Abzrik, Amar Abiyaba, Amar Abitado, Eloshon, Eloshodan Biyado. When are you allowed to return it? If it's a covered fire and if it's fully cooked, that's only if you're still holding it. You took it off, you're still holding it. You want to put it back on. Remember the Svaras? Because this could be called a hachazara. Aval hinichan al gabe karka, but if you put it on the ground, that's a break. That's a nituk from what was, and therefore if you'd put it back, it would be called an asina lachadchila, and that's why it would be a problem. Amar Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Tadoi, da'avad lagami da'avad. Elachim rechim Rabbi Yochanan, afilo nichan gabe karka mutter. No, even if you put it on the ground, it's mutter. Machlokes amaroim, whether putting it on the ground breaks the hachazara. And then we have another couple of days about it, about putting it on the ground. But then in the continuation, turning over the page, that which we said that when it's in your hands, it's mutter. Lo amar neloshadai de lahachzir. That's only if when you took it off, you meant you had in mind to put it back on. Aval ein dai de lahachzir. Even if it's still in your hand, if when you took it off, you had das not to put it back on, usser. It sounds like if it's on the ground, even if you have daito lahachzir, ika da'amri, the Gemara has another daya. When the dust settles, there are two days in the Gemara, whether you need both or one or the other. Both or one or the other. Machlokes, the first version of Abaya, you need both. You need daito lahachzir and odan biyado. You can't put it on the ground. And according to the second daya, you need either or. You need either or. That is the summary of the Gemara. And again, the Svara is, when you have all of these conditions, then it's looked at as a returning, and therefore it's not mechzi kemevashel, like a new thing. But if you're missing any of these, so then it is a problem. Who do we paskin like? So the Rush says, the Rush and others say, we paskin l'chumra. The Rush says in source number 12, were machmer, and therefore you would need both daita lahachsir and odom biyada. What do you mean? The whole thing is a derabana. Why would it be machmir? Says the Ran, explaining that daya in source 13, the afa gav the kol hani mili mi derabana ba'almanin hu. Even though these are all derabanan, kimach nispashal kamacho ben drusoi. Well, that's like the Rashba's daya, the grand rebbe of the Ran. Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Ran. So less but Mishum Bishul Daraisa. Still Hechmiru Zalbadaram Halalu. But still we're Machmir Mipnei Shein Krovim Ladov L'Dei Isur Torah. Because it's very possible to lead to an Isur Torah very easily. The Rambam, interestingly, does not mention anything about Das. Only Karka or not. That's the Rambam. Source 14 Hilchos Shabbos Paragimel V'husha Lohiniach HaKadir HaKabi Karka. Sounds like for the Rambam, even if you put it on the ground, it's a problem even if you had Daito Lahachsir. And if you didn't put it on the ground, then even if you didn't have Daito Lahachsir. So an interesting svara, the Rambam Paskin is like that opinion in the Gemara. If you look in the, and the Beis Yosef is bothered by the Rambam, it's the same Gemara that talks about Karka, that talks about Das. The Beis Yosef in Simen Reishin and Gimel, which is all the Simen, that Shehiyah Nachazara says, source number 15, Kasha, Shalochilek bein Daito Lahachsir lein Daito Lahachsir. Why is he not being machalik? Ubeinim posik lishna kama, beinim posik lishna basra. Whether he passes like the first or second version, the first day says you need both. Daito lahachsir and odabiyado. The second day says either or. But the Rambam should mention das. The efshar shehu sover, dekivan to amorai kamoi lo chilku, bein daito lahachsir and daito lahachsir. The first opinions only spoke about karka, so maybe he's holding like those first opinions, that das doesn't make a difference. Okay, the Gemara, interestingly, and this is important, Lamaisa, has a suffix. What if you don't put it on the ground, but it's not in your hands? What if you put it on a chair? What if you put it on a bed? I'll ask, what if you put it on a counter? So take good, the Gemara does not answer that question. So this is all background to the condition. So again, what do we have so far? We have fully cooked, covered fire. Right? There are certain when we're walking and we're just trying to think and we want to use our time, we can just say, okay, what are the five conditions of Achzara? What are the three conditions of Borer? What are the, we could, Chazer Hilchos Shabbos. So, Achzara, number one, fully cooked. Number two, covered fire. Number three, Aleh and number three, they had number three only on top, not inside, but that's not really Solomaisa. Aleh number three, not in its Tanin Lagamre, but that's not really Solomaisa because you have four and five. Daito Lahachzir and Odem Biyado. First two are non-negotiable. What about these last two? Daito Lahachsir O Debiyado. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah have different lists. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Al Gaba, which again we said that's not so Lamaisa, and Mavusha Kotzarcho. The Ramah mentions, let's read it. Kirashi Grufo Ketuma. Number one, the Shulchan Aruch says Garfakatim, covered. Obviously, it has to be fully cooked. But he mentions garfakatam covered fire. Mutalach zir kozmanchi rosachas, as long as it's hot, as we said before. Oda biyado, that's in the Ramah. Vogi anecha karka, the Shulchan Aruch just calls like the Rambam. Right, karka. Vidaito lahach zira, the Ramah says das lahach, so the Ramah mentions both. Dafkal gaba, vidafkal shetafshil mavushal kol tsarcho. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you need mavushal kol tsarcho, you need covered fire, you need still hot. But the other two are not mentioned by the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah quotes those other two. What happens if you don't have some of those other two? So, we're makel if you're missing one. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, if you're missing one or the other, it's still in your hand. Let's say you're still in your hand and you know, we're going to take, you didn't have Daito Lahachsir, right? So then, it's okay if you're missing one. But if you're missing both, that's really better not to. To show that Mishnah Berurah seems to say. Vayin bir alacha, source 18, Sheveinu harbe mea rishona shemikilin. Remember the Rambam, it doesn't mention das, as long as it's in your hand. Or daito lahachsir, even if it's not in your hand. You took your hand off for a second. But if you're missing both, so then one shouldn't focus. The Mishnah Berurah here quotes in the Bir Halacha in Source 19, even if you put it on the karka, Odin biyado, even if you didn't have das, al kapanin ba odin biyado, ve'ein daito lahachzir, mistaver vade sheish lahakel, ba'ez ha-sarach. The Orcha Shabbos thinks that ground is more chamor, right? Nobody puts it on the ground nowadays, really. It doesn't really come up on the ground. But he folk thinks the karka is more chamor. So we put it on counters. So what's counters considered? Let's say when I take out the chalent, as we're going to see, I take out the chalent, I have to hold it in the air, and it's fully cooked. I'm going to put it back on a covered fire, and it's still hot. I have to hold it in the air. That's hard. It's hard sometimes to hold it in the air, and you have to serve. You have to get two people. Often, by Hachazara cases, it's a two-person job. It's a two-person job. You want to serve some chalent, then put the chalent back. You have to have one person standing there with his hand on the pot. Remember, sometimes in large in camps, whenever we take out chalent, we have somebody just standing there, having his hand while everybody else is serving. And then after they're finished, you put it back. You have one person holding it there. So what about a counter? What about the status of a counter and a table? So the Shulchan Aruch quoted, karka is the problem. This is not karka. The Rama quoted, biyado. So maybe that's a nafkamina. The counter is not biyado, but it's not karka. So the Aruch HaShab is quotes that, you know, many poskim say that this is not like karka. This is like putting it on a kisei, and therefore the Yalkut Yosef says, Hanotel Kedera Mel Eish B'Shabbos, you know, Asalach Zira, but if you put it on the kisei, the soft slot is okay. Lemaisa, remember the svara that we said. As long as you didn't have a Hesach Hadas, there's no nituk. So then it's okay. Then it's mutter. So again, put it on the ground. That's a nituk. That's a total disconnect. But often we put things on the counter, especially if it's right next to where you're going to put it back on. You didn't bring it to a totally another room. So maybe that would be more of an issue. But if you're putting on the counter right next to it and you serve it, then you put it right back. So lechora, that would be yesh makom lahakel in that case. So these are the conditions of hachazara. There is one other daya to remember, and the poskim say this is not a daya that we should rely on lechatchila, but it is a daya in the Rishonim and in the poskim, and therefore, especially like we mentioned in past weeks, if one is eating in a house and they don't know all the halachas and they're not machmed about everything, as long as there is an authoritative opinion that says what they're doing is okay, then that's okay. So here's an authoritative opinion. It's a Ran. Rabbi Nissan, the Ran says, everything that we've been speaking about, especially these last two conditions, about Dai Talach or Odom Yado, those are only needed if it was not on the fire when Shabbos started. You want to take it out. You have it in the refrigerator, and you want to take it out Shabbos morning. But if something was on the fire when Shabbos started, and then you took it off, and then you put it in the refrigerator, and now you want to put it back in the morning, mutter. Because that's already not called an asina lechatchila. That's a hachazara. Because at the time when Shabbos was started, it was on the fire. So what that it went into the refrigerator overnight? That's still called a hachazara, not an asina lechatchila. That's the Ran. The Ran right here in source 23 on page 179. Akula gedola. Akula gedola. Quotes based on a Yerushalmi. He says, Lafize dafka benotzlo mib'od yom hu demachmirin avonotlo mishecha shecha. But if you took it after it got dark already, if you took it off after Shabbos started, afilu hinicho gabe karka mutter lachziro. Even if you put it on the ground, you are allowed to be machzirit. So this is a huge kula. They quote from Rav Soloveitchik that he said one can rely on this kula in certain cases. But the Rama quotes it. The Rama quotes this. Right? If it was just Iran, it's just Iran. But the Rama quotes this in source 24. He quotes this as a deya. Even though he says don't rely on it lechatchila. V'yesh omrim dekol zeh eino aser rak shenot lo menakir mibod yom. Only if you took it off Friday before Shabbos. V'lo echzira shecha shecha. Avalom lacho misha mishecha shecha. But if you took it off after Shabbos started, afilu enichal gabe karka mutter. Even if you put it on the ground, mutter, v'chein nogim lahakel v'tanorim elu. But then the Ramah says, v'tov lahachmir. V'tov lahachmir. But where might this come up? It comes up. The Shmir Shabbos quotes, what if I took something off bitos? I made a mistake. I thought it was supposed to be for Friday night, then it was Shabbos day, and my wife comes in and says, no, you're not supposed to take that off. Yesh makom lahakel. This Ran helps you out, and maybe daito lahachzir, and what if I'm not holding it? I don't have either of them. So yesh makom lahakel, says the Shmir Shabbos in that case, because after all, you could be somech on the Ran. In that case, you're putting it right back on. That's the Shmir Shabbos in source 25. Tov heisir esakadira imatav shal miyuad. And by the way, it does not matter. You could put it on a different covered fire. You don't have to put it on the same covered fire. Poskim even say, this is not in the book, but let's say I have stuff on a covered fire, and then I come home and somehow the fire went out. And now it's no longer on a covered fire. I thought it was on a covered fire. Or one time I remember years ago, our chalent pot stopped working. It was still boiling hot, but we realized it stopped working. And I think there was a power outage. So we took it and we went to put it on another covered fire in the neighbor's house, right? You're allowed to do that? The answer is yes. It doesn't have to be on the same exact covered fire. That's also allowed. So this is all part one. This is all background to our topic of Chazara or HaChazara. So how does this apply to all of our cases? So we'll talk about each of the applications that we have. So modern appliances. So first, the Yalkut Yosef has a big kula that most Ashkenazic poskim and even Sephardic poskim don't hold up. Remember in the last year, we said that it could be that an oven, if an oven is on, inside an oven, if an oven is on Shabbos mode, there's no adjusting that could be done. And therefore, it's like a covered fire. Garfakatim. So if it's a covered fire, garfakatim, so maybe you could have all the other conditions and put it back inside the oven. So that would be, okay, as long as I could put stuff in, as long as the oven's on a Shabbos mode, and I'm not going to affect the thermostat by opening up the oven, taking it out and putting it back in, as long as you have all the other conditions, you're good to go. That's what the Yalkut Yosef says in Source 26. That is not the generally accepted Ashkenazic psak, and even Sephardic psak. We don't assume that an oven is garfakatim. We don't assume that. Putting it inside an oven before Shabbos, we spoke about. Maybe cover the knobs, but on Shabbos, it's more of Mexican Mavashal. It's more stringent, and therefore the Shmir Shabbos says, doesn't matter, even if it's on a Shabbos mode, Kedera Sheish Batavshil. V'yuhusra me'al gabi ha'esh, b'Shabbos you take it out, ein l'hachzir otocha taner. You can't put it in. You can't put it in Taner Gezo Chashmal. Gam lo l'taner Sheish Batav Shabbat, ha'mavatal as pulas ha'thermostat. Right? Even if that's not working. What's the only way that maybe you could do it? Again, not so practical, but Moshe Feinstein writes, years ago, if you have some type of oven insert, some type of big metal piece that covers on all four sides, which most people don't have, but that would be mutter, because that would make it into garfakatim. But other than that, putting food inside a regular oven, even on Shabbos mode, is a problem. We didn't get to warming drawers. That we'll get to. But people cook in an oven. And therefore, as Mexican Mavashel, putting it inside an oven. What about putting things on a blech? The metal piece on the fire. So again, that's a covered fire. We said last week, except according to the Chazon Ish maybe, but we assume that's a covered fire. And therefore, if I have something on a blech and I want to serve it, so remember, the kolbo, you can't stir it, you shouldn't serve it from when it's on the fire mamish. So I can move it to the other side of the blech where it's not so boiling hot, it's just warm, right? Rav Ribiat in Source 29 talks about the different areas of the blech having different halachas, but I can move it off the hot part of the blech and serve it and then put it back on because that's called a covered fire and I have all of the conditions. Good. There's another major discussion here that we need to have starting on page 184. It's called here Hanacha Lechatchila, but it's basically issues of, so we had one option. How do you put it onto a covered fire? We had the five conditions. What if you can't? What happens? Like we said, you want to take something out of the refrigerator and warm it up Shabbos morning. What are you supposed to do? You can't fulfill, right? You don't have Daita Lahakser, you don't have Oda Biyado, you don't have Adayin, right? It's still warm. So how do I take out schnitzel from the refrigerator on Shabbos morning and warm it up? What do I do? So we get into the sugya known as Kedera al Gabi Kedera, or Hanacha Lechatchila. Let's see. So it starts off with a Machlokas Rishonim. The Beis Yosef quotes the Hagos Mordechai in Source number 30 that says, "Hamashkim baboker v'rashek tichatav shilo." If you wake up in the morning and you see your something's burning, you have your pot on the fire, something's burning. You know what you should do? Quickly, take an empty pot, turn it over on the fire, and then put your pot that's burning on top of it. You have a pot on an open fire. So what are you supposed to do? It's burning. So what should you do? Omer anishi yachol lahasir laniya kadira rekanis al pi akira. Could turn over a pot. On the fire, you've basically covered your fire, and therefore you can put it on top. Now you're going from an open fire to a covered fire. Nothing wrong with that, right? That's what that goes. My money is quoted in the Beis Yosef. If you look in the Rashba, though, the Rashba seems to say even more. Right, because that goes Mamoni Hagos Mordechai seems to be saying it's already on the fire, and you can just bump it up and put an make it into a covered fire. The Rashba seems to say it doesn't have to be on the fire. At the beginning, you could just take something out of the refrigerator and put it on another pot. Mutter lase, says the Rashba, Shabbos Tav Mem. Mutter lase is akabe kedera b'Shabbos. Tav shil shen espashal me'er of Shabbos called tzarcho. You could put on top of a pot something that was fully cooked from beforehand, called pandash, that's like kugel. Kedela chamma, to warm it up. Even it's going to get the answer leather spoke. Why? V'alvi shakedera nesun akabe ha'esh, l'vishayin derech b'shobakach. It's not the way of cooking. People don't cook a pot on top of a pot. right? You put the schnitzel on top of the you put the challah on top of the chalent. You put something. That's not normal cooking. And remember, hachzara is mechzik mevashel. So if it doesn't look like cooking, then it's going to be allowed. The problem is the Shulchan Aruch seems to quote both opinions, even though there seems to be a stira, right? It seems to be a stira. The Hagos Mordechai seems to say you could take an empty pot only if it's on the fire beforehand, meaning it's very limited, and maybe you need the conditions of achzara. While the Rashba says, no, you can take it out cold, put it on top, and it's they have the heter of k'deira gabekdeira. Look at Reish Nun Gimel Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch, Source 32, quotes the Hagos Mordechai. And if you look in Source 33, two se'ifim later, he quotes the Rashba. So how are we supposed to end this? This is a stira that's bothered the Mefarshim. So the most popular answer given, and we paskin like this, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, and the Bir Halacha quotes, the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says, is there anything in the bottom pot? If the bottom pot is empty, then basically you just have a covered fire. And therefore, you put something on top, you're putting it on a covered fire, so you need all the conditions of achzara. That's why it had to be there beforehand. But if the bottom pot is full, that's where the Rashba says, Ein derech bishul bakach, and that's better than a covered fire. That's called the heter of kedera al gabi kedera. Right, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Bir Halacha, Source 35. V'yizar l'chara sosar mechabres atzmo. The Shulchan Aruch is sosar himself. And he quotes the Prima Gadim. To be sif hey, sha'ayri bo'omed es al gabi kederes chamin. Sif hey, it's on food. O tavshil, lo nechshav kalk omid. That's not on top of a covered fire. That's on top of a pot. And the lumdis is, I think it's quoted a little later on, the lumdis, I think the chazonish. Yeah, the chazonish on the next page. In Source 37, the chazonish says, because what's cooking the top pot? Is the fire cooking the top pot? Or is the bottom pot cooking the top pot? If the bottom pot is full, then you could say the bottom pot is cooking the top pot, and that's not normal cooking. And that's why it's not mechzik mevashel. But if the bottom pot is empty, then it's still being cooked by the fire. It's just a covered fire. And that's why it's more chamer. You need all the conditions of hachazara. And that is what we hold. So that's why putting anything on top of a chalon pot, on top of another pot that has full, putting stuff on top of an urn, that's called the heter of kedera agabe kedera, and it's mutter. Mutter, as long as it is fully cooked. Again, as long as it's mevusha called sarcho, as long as it's fully cooked. And again, you can't put liquid because we paskin yesh bishol achar bishol balach if it is cold, if it is a stein legamri. So that's the big heter of the Bir Halacha in the name of the Prima Gadim. The Magen Avraham quotes another heter, which generally we don't assume. He says maybe another answer to the stira between the Shulchan Aruch, and that is maybe solids versus liquids. Solids versus liquids. Maybe solids you could even put on an empty pot. While liquids, that's the problem. Liquids is a problem, which is difficult because liquids we paskin yesh bishul achar bishul if it's cooled off. But that's his suggestion. That's the Magen Avraham suggestion. Solids and liquids. Placing cold, solid food on top of an empty pot would be allowed. So what about a hot plate? What about a hot plate? So we just spoke about covered fires need the five conditions of achzara. We just spoke about another heter of kedera gabek debra. What about putting the stuff on a hot plate? So the some say that what's a hot plate? A hot plate is like, let's say, a covered fire. A covered fire. So if it's a covered fire, right, because let's say you can't adjust, there's no adjustments, you just plug it in, the regular plot does in Israel, so it's like a covered fire. So says the Revel, says the Chazonish, but based on the Chazonish, says the Archa Shabbos and others, you need the conditions of Achzara. You can't put something directly on the hot plate because that's just a covered fire. The Archa Shabbos. Mutla niach tafshel yavish kara gabi kedera maleya o mecha mayim o gabi yaish. You could put something on a pot. Fine. V'chein adin b'mecham chashmali. But if it's an empty pot, avakasha kedera o mezal aish reikam yochlin in laniach agaba. Right? And therefore, the Archa Shabbos says you cannot put cold food on Shabbos morning on the hot plate or the blech because that's basically, it's a covered fire. And if it's a covered fire, so then you don't have any coolness of putting it directly on. But a number of poskim, the Shmirah Shabbos and others, say that, even if you would turn over a pot on the hot plate, that would also be a problem, an empty pot, because you just like added another layer to the covering. It doesn't help. But the Shmirah Shabbos and others say, because it's already a covered fire, if you turn over an empty pot on the hot plate, that makes it better. That's not just a covered fire. Even though we said an empty pot usually doesn't help, that's only an empty pot on an open fire because that just makes it into a covered fire. But the hot plate, according to the Shmir Shabbos and others, if you put an empty pot on top of that turned over, so that's better. That's better. That's better. Says the Shmir Shabbos, and he quotes this from Shlomo Zalman in Source 39. Partially also because you never cook on a hot plate. V'ulam plata chashmalis ha-miyuchedes l'Shabbos. Ha-miyuedes, I'm in Source 39. Ve'ein regim levash ola, you don't cook on it. Ve'yam ef shalah haglos midas chom shalah. You can't adjust the temperature. Eina tu'una tkisui nosaf. You don't need another cover. First of all, shihia. You can do shihia directly on the hot plate because that's a covered fire, even like the Rabbanan of Chananya. But the Shmir Shabbos says, "Ein litin aleim mitchila b'Shabbos kaderi sheish batavshel." You cannot, according to the Shmir Shabbos, put a pot from the fridge directly on the hot plate on Shabbos. Afilu humavushal kol tzarcha, because it's a covered fire. It's a covered fire. You need the conditions. And he quotes from Shlomo Zalman, "Bezesh amam in erev Shabbos akadira alplata kazos hari chashiv ketuma." But says the Shmir Shabbos later on in the same chapter in Source 40, if you would turn over a pot and have the empty pot on the hot plate, that would be okay. It's allowed on a plata, right? If you don't have a full one, just put an empty one. The Shmir Shabbos says that that is okay. Remember, the Archa Shabbos, the Chazon Ish would say it's not good, but Shmir Shabbos says that it's okay. It's already mechusa. Read his continuation on page 190. Avalema eish kfar haisa mechusa. V'hu ma'amid esakadera k'dei l'shanos midarach bishol. You're doing this to create a shinu. It's already a covered fire. Now you're making even less mersi k'mevasha, that's mutter. Adiv tfei v'shari l'kulei alma, af shakadera recha, even though it's empty. Usually you can't use kadera gabakadera, bottom one empty. You can't use that. That's the answer of the Prima Gadim to the steer in the Shulchan Aruch. But if it's on a hot plate, it is okay. It is okay. The Shmir Shabbos does mention the Deya. Rav Shlomo Zalman had the Deya that maybe you could put it directly on because the hot plate is not meant to cook on. Nobody cooks on hot plates. It's just meant to retain heat, but he is not Meika like that Shita, but he does quote that Deya. Does quote that Deya. But there are other poskim that say, even directly on the hot plate, for one of two reasons. One of two reasons. Rav Avadia says, unbelievable chiddush, because the coils are, there's a little space between the coils and the top of the hot plate, that itself is called like a kedera. And if you put it on there, it's like a kedera agabik dera. That's what he says, among other svaris. He says, Source 42 in Yechav Adas. First of all, he says, remember the Magen Avram. Magen Avram says, any solids, even on an empty pot. Ulefizeh mutar laniach b'Shabbos tafshol yavish al plata chashmalit. Hova pachshol al plata mafzik bein chute chashmal. L'kederet ha-tafshol shiyavish. This space, there's a little space. We don't see it underneath the surface of the plata. And then he says, v'od shebeplata ein kol efsharos lagbia hachom. You can't adjust at all. There's no Shem Yechata here. V'lo shaycha gzera Shem Yechata. And then he quotes, it's made for Shabbos. It's made for warming up things on Shabbos. So you're going to tell me this is a cooking element? This whole the whole idea of Mexican Mavashal doesn't apply because you never use this during the week. And therefore, Rav Avadia says you could put it directly on. Also, if you look in Rabbi Mordechai Willig, in Am Mordechai, in one of his Sfarim, he also allows to put directly on a hot plate, again, solids, not liquids, because there's no Mexican Mavashal. There's no Shem Yechate, and there's no Masi Kim Avashel. And it's better than a covered fire. Not that it's the space, but it's better than a covered fire. A covered fire, there's chashos, and it's possible. So, better than a covered fire. And he quotes here from Rav Dov Lior and Rav Moshe. It could be Rav Moshe. The question is, what does Rav Moshe mean? Because Rav Moshe, in his language, he says you could put it on a plata because efshar lehispashel. So if you have that lashon, it's impossible. It's possible to cook on a hot plate. So do you take that lashon efshar lehispashel literally or not? So that's a question. That's a question. So if you quote Rabbi Willig quotes that Rabbi Eider, he spoke to Rabbi Eider, who says Rav Moshe meant ein derech lehispashel, not efshar lehispashel. But he quotes from Rav Moshe's son, Rav Reuven, that no. If it's possible, it's a problem. So it's unclear. It could be that Rav Moshe was mekel. But either way, Lamaisa, just to summarize. So we have some poskim, the Chazon Ish, the Archa Shabbos, that say you cannot put anything on a hot plate on Shabbos morning, even if you turn over the another pot. Because the bottom pot has to be full. That's the heter of Kedera Agabek Dera. The Shmir Shabbos and other poskim say, no, if you turn over the pot, that's okay. Even though generally Kedera Agabek Dera needs a full bottom one, but here you already have a covered fire. and you're adding to it. And then you have Rav Avadya and Rabbi Wulik, who say you could even put stuff directly on top of a hot plate on Shabbos morning, cold. You might not want to because it might burn, but for halachic reasons, it is allowed. Okay, one or two other discussions. What about warming drawers? What about warming drawers? So first of all, the Star K notes on page 196 now, that you have to make sure that some warming drawers are adjusted and are affected by opening the door. So Rabbi Avraham Michel, he quotes here, that warming drawers often use mechanisms which are activated by a person's opening or closing the drawers, or by thermostats, which also directly or indirectly respond to the opening of the drawers. These features may make their use problematic. They have to make them inoperative, and then you have the question. So number one, if the warming drawer does not get the Yatzol Ledes Bo, so then there's nothing to talk about, it's all mutter, because there's no cooking going on if it doesn't get the Yatzol Ledes Bo. So you have to check Yatzol Ledes Bo. But others say, even if it gets the Yatzol Ledes Bo, he quotes this from the CRC and Rabbi Willig also, that even if it gets the Yatzol Ledes Bo, right, if I remove any way of adjustments in a serious way, right? If I use it, if I cover the knob well, if I remove the knob, if I would have to do something serious in order to, adjust, so then that would be mutter. So again, that would, why is this different than an oven? An oven is made for cooking. A warming drawer, what do you call it? A warming drawer. Nobody ever cooks in here. Even if it's possible, but there's no ma'asikim avashal here. There's no ma'asikim avashal. Shemi yechata. So shemi yechata. So then, cover the knobs. Maybe even cover the inside of the warming drawer. Some poskim say with tinfoil. But again, that is a warming drawer. What about something that comes up, and this is what I mentioned earlier, about switching the covered fires. What happens if I see my chaland on Shabbos is it's dried out. It needs water. So I can't put cold water from the sink. That would be bishul daraisa. So what do I do? So what can I do? Can I get water from my urn, which is boiling hot, and put it into the chalent? So I would be going from an open fire, that's fine, to a covered fire, right, if I put it in my chalent. So the Ron quotes Rabbeinu Yonah on page 197, right? Maybe there's a, you should be worried that you're going to be going from a, you can't add because maybe you'll be going from something that's not Yatzol Ledes to Yatzol Ledes. But here, you don't have to worry about that. But then the Rabbeinu Yonah says something else. But maybe Irui, remember we spoke about Irui a few weeks ago? Irui Kli Rishon, some Rishonim say that Irui is Kli Sheni. The second that it's poured, it's called a Kli Sheni. Now I'm putting it back into a Kli Rishon. So that would be a serious problem. That would be a serious problem. And the Shulchan Aruch discusses that in the Magen Avram. But the Poskim say that in this situation, one wouldn't have to be Machmir in that way, and one could rely on the other Deus. And therefore, the best thing to do would be if I could take the insert of my chalan pot, put it under the urn, and it goes directly from the Kli Rishon to the Kli Rishon, that's the best. But if it's impossible, that's what the Pnini Halacha says, and others, Mutter la'aros mimenu mayim chamim al tocha kaderi. You could pour boiling hot water in. That's the best. V'mesh l'meicham berez, efshal la'orid et sakderes hachamim mi'aplata, take it off the plata, v'litzok l'tocha, put it straight in. But what if you can't do that? If you can't put the hot water berez right over the crock pot, v'kasher kasha l'eros menadud yashal kadera, so then we can rely on Iri Kli Rishon, or even Kli Sheni, if it's still boiling, efshal l'kabal asamayim hachamim b'kos v'laros menakos l'kadera, or mekel. Fill up a boiling cup of hot water, and then you can pour it into the chalant when the chalant pot is off the fire. Remember, because no stirring, no serving, nothing when it's on the fire. Remember the kolbo. So you take it out, and you could pour the water in, boiling hot water in. You can mix it around, stir it, and then put the cover on, and then put it back in. So that's what he says. Kashikos b'anshe yatzol ledes meichom ha'mayim, ledaz rubam ha'machriya shal ha'poskim, ein b'yisr bishol. There's no isser of bishol in that way. Rav Ribiat also is mekel on that side. The Alkad Yosef is not such a fan of that, but that is what we paskin. By the way, by a crock pot, again, let's mention a crock pot. We mentioned this also last time. How would I return things to a crock pot on Shabbos? So again, I need the conditions. I want to take some chalent down Friday night and then put it back in. So I know I shouldn't serve it for while it's in there. If it's not covered, I should line the inside of the, take out the cheres insert, and the whole inside should be lined with tinfoil. Again, Rav Avadia probably would say that because there's space in between the coils and the surface, it's okay. But that's not what most poskim assume. And therefore, if I want to serve shalom, so number one, I should cover the knob because of shehiyah. We learned last week. But also I have to line the whole inside of the crock pot with tinfoil if I want to take it out and return it. And then I just need the five conditions. Fully cooked, covered fire, daito lahachzir, oda biyado, and not nitztanin lagamre. And then you can take it out and put it back in. Next time we'll have to learn about hatmana, which means raising it up a drop, or Shlomo Zalman's last psak. But first, the last point to mention here, they talk about here on page 201, what about using a timer? My hot plate is going to go on in 2 hours, so I'm going to put the food on now. So that's like grumma. So maybe that solves the problem of any type of hachzara conditions needed. And maybe it's similar to having a goy do it. Can I ask a goy to warm food up for me on Shabbos? So that's shvus to shvus, b'makam mitzvah. So the Bir Halacha discusses that, shvus to shvus. But the Chazon Ish is not a fan. He assumes that there's a difference between the two. By hachzara, the point is the result. And any way you cause the result, whether it's by grumma, whether it's by goy, he assumes hakol bechlal hagzera, and therefore it the timer would be a similar idea because the result that you created, right? The Shmir Shabbos does not allow this, right? It does not allow this, right? If you're going to put it on, you're doing grumma, and it's still going to be achzara, right? When the timer goes on, it would be a problem. The Yalkut Yosef, Rav Avadia, puts together a couple of svaras, maybe the Rambam, that there's no bishal achabishal at all, and maybe it's a grumma, and the Ran. So there's a couple of studim lahakil, but pashtus, this is a problem, and we should just use one of the other methods of warming. Either it's the five conditions, or it's kedera agabe kedera, or it's the two ways, the bottom one full, or the bottom one empty on a hot plate. There are many ways to figure it out to do it on Shabbos. Okay, we'll have to stop here. This was the shir on Hachzara, the second of the Dinim Durabanan. And again, today's shir was sponsored by Charles Trowering in honor of Jack Trowering, Zichrona Levracha, and Lily Trowering, Zichrona Levracha. Have a great day. And again, we're going to take a little break now for Pesach, and Hashem will pick up again after Pesach. Have a great day.